You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
On our show last week, in our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party's Simon Court, we discussed comments he had made about period products. Court came under fire in the media following a hearing on benefit sanctions. During this hearing, a female submitter was outlining concerns about period poverty and the impacts menstrual products can have on low-income family budgets. In response to these concerns, Court asked if she was aware of or if people around her were aware of a menstrual cup, outlining its cost and where to buy it. He was heavily criticised by Te Pāti Māori and later Labour for mansplaining, who called his comments deeply offensive as he continued to double down. During our interview last week, he continued to stand by his comments. Period poverty action group Dignity New Zealand says that Court's comments were misplaced and ignore a variety of issues that come with periods. I spoke to Dignity NZ interim CEO Taslim Parsons about period poverty in Aotearoa and how it needs to be addressed. How big of an issue is period poverty in Aotearoa? What effects do we see it having?
It's a massive issue in Aotearoa. It affects around 70,000 people who struggle to afford to buy essential period products. And whilst beneficiaries are among the most impacted, this issue obviously extends beyond them. Many students, low-income workers, vulnerable communities also face barriers. It's just an expensive thing for people to have. So the average cost for a person over a lifetime is about $16,000. And that's a huge burden on anyone, let alone those on really low incomes. So, yeah, it's pretty huge. And we're seeing unprecedented increases in period poverty in New Zealand. You know, obviously the cost of living crisis had a massive impact on people's incomes. So more and more we're seeing that people aren't able to afford to buy period products. So it isn't just about affordability. It exacerbates intergenerational poverty. It reinforces gender equality, inequality, and limits opportunities in education and employment.
Can we expand on that a little bit? Because obviously it's difficult enough to access and afford these products, but when someone can't afford these products, what run-on effect does that have in their life?
We find that last year there was a study done and 23% of people in New Zealand missed work or school or sport due to not having access to period products. So that's the quarter of the workforce that has periods, which is insane. Now that obviously has an impact for workplaces, that has an impact for young women going to school who can't afford period products, so they can't actually go and compete in a sport or go to school or whatever that might be. It's just impacting lots of barriers to getting ahead in life, generally, for people that have periods. Very uneven playing field.
Can you explain a little bit about what Dignity NZ is doing to tackle this issue?
So we work with corporate partners, so they're businesses, and what they do, we have our model is buy one, give one. So for instance, we work with big banks and organisations. They will buy period products so they can have them in bathrooms for their staff. They double that purchase and we gift half of that to community organisations such as Women's Refuge or food banks or halfway houses, hostels for homeless people so they can access free period products. Last year we gifted, or at the end of this financial year, we'll have gifted 1.3 million period products to our charity partners.
Do you think that the government should be doing more of what you guys are doing as well?
Absolutely. I mean, the government, we've come a long way. The government has put period products into schools, but they are expensive and it should be like toilet paper. You wouldn't ever go into a school or a workplace and not find toilet paper. Periods are, it's not a choice. You have, women have periods. People with uteruses have periods. So therefore, it's something that's essential. It's not a luxury item. Period products are expensive. And so absolutely the government should be doing more. Removing GST from period products would be a start. But generally, absolutely, making sure that they're available to low-income homes, low-income households, making them available in schools, libraries and workplaces would be a really great step in the right direction.
And in terms of beneficiaries specifically as well, what could the government be doing here to assist them as well?
Well, okay, so, I don't know what beneficiaries get, but the point is, Simon Acourt's comments around can they just not use a cup? it was so ill-informed, you know. All of us in the office here were a little bit taken aback at those comments. But the point is that making peer products available to low-income families, so if someone's got four women or four people in their home that have periods, that's $16,000 per person over the lifetime of their period. That's a huge amount of money. And so making the peer products more affordable, making them available to beneficiaries free of charge would be just invaluable to beneficiaries. Absolutely invaluable to beneficiaries.
Touching on those comments that Simon Court did make, why is it important that women do have autonomy over the period products that they use?
Look, periods are really personal. I mean, menstrual care is personal, and people should have the freedom to choose what products work for their bodies, right? There are cultural practices, comfort levels. There might be an issue around disability. There may be an issue. Like, someone who is homeless cannot use a cup. Like, where are they going to clean that cup? Periods aren't fun. They're not fun. And whatever somebody needs to make that period easier for them, it's fine for them. Cups, you know, there's a whole, if you get a cup, you've got to test if it works for you, getting the right shape, getting the right size, comfort level. It's a trial and error thing. You can't just buy one, use it, and it'll work. We're all shaped differently. And so, you know, using a cup that you may not be able to work with. So there's lots of things, but there are lots of different issues here that Simon hasn't even considered. You know, that people can't just get a cup and use it. They have to trial and error. They may not want to use a cup because of their cultural practices or disabilities or housing situation or just comfort. A young person does not want to use a cup. It's something that takes time to get used to. So I feel that somebody who doesn't have periods and has no lived experience of periods, making a suggestion like that is really tone deaf. And if Simon would like to come and talk to us, educate him on periods and what that means to people that have periods in Aotearoa.
That was Dignity NZ Interim CEO Taslim Parsons on period poverty in Aotearoa and how it needs to be addressed. If you want to hear what Simon Court had to say about the issue last week, you can head to 95bfm.com and click on Bcast, The Wire and Axe Simon Court.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.